I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
There are plenty of good reasons to call 911. Plenty of good. I can give you 1,000. And you'd be able to pick out the ones where you're like, why would you even waste time on 911? I think it was Cassie and Katie that came in last week saying that they called 911 for reasons that were just like, come on, dude.
Yeah, Cassie called 911 over a garbage can. However, I do think your reason was valid.
Yes, everyone told me it was valid because it was. Why are you snort laughing?
Because I think you're funny.
It was valid. I was doing my job as a good Samaritan and a good citizen. There was a garbage can in the middle of a like 5-lane highway across two lanes where people are going 70, and I had to swerve to get out of the way, and it was just a wreck waiting to happen.
I do think that's legit.
It is.
Okay, now one that's not, as example, Katie.
My aunt and I decided we want to play plumber and didn't turn off the water before trying to change the faucet in the tub, and just water was shooting out, and the first reaction was to call 911.
Call 911.
Were you Mario or Luigi?
Luigi.
All right, so because of this, I was like, ooh, let me do a deep dive on YouTube and see if I can find some of the worst slash best slash stupidest reasons people have called 911. And I came across this video from Cop Videos, and it's a compilation of all these horrendous but funny 911 phone calls. Don't waste our people's resources, okay? Y'all, these are not reasons to call 911. Like, for instance, Chinese food.
What's the problem?
I have bought some Chinese food and it's not to par to me, and I asked to get my money back, and they acting like they don't understand me and took my food and won't give me my money back.
And this is why you call 911?
What am I supposed to do? Jump over the thing and beat them up and get my money back?
You could have called the regular police line instead of the life-threatening emergency line.
What am I supposed to do?
I like when a 911 dispatcher gets a little passive aggressive.
I like a sassy 911.
I mean, think about the adrenaline that's coursing through your vein as a 911 dispatcher, and then you get something like this. You're like, what are you doing? I could be saving lives right now.
All right, this one's going to hurt your heart a little bit, Bert, because it has to do with marijuana.
What's going on?
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering how much trouble you can get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much? Depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
It didn't take long for police to track the call to Michelson's home. There they found a small amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia.
This is the kind of thing that I think where you're so stoned where you end up calling 911, you hang up the phone and you're like, did I just call 911?
Did
that happen in real life?
And then he gets mad when they show up to his house and they take his stuff. This one, she called 911 over his cigarettes and then had no problem being interviewed by the news afterwards.
Hello, I need some cigarettes.
I was drunk.
No.
That'd be the least surprising thing I know today.
One more time, grandma calls 911 because she needs cigarettes, and then she's interviewed by the local news, and she goes, I'm drunk.
Hello? I need some cigarettes.
I was drunk.
Save that clip.
Justified.
Bert, your alma mater. Somebody got mad at Taco Bell because they wouldn't let him walk through the drive-thru.
Taco emergency?
It's not an emergency. I walked up. They went and served me. So I'm at the Taco Bell at 137th and walks camp. Yeah, I just want some tacos. That's it.
When I was working the drive-thru at Taco Bell, and excuse me if I sound like I'm bragging, it happened every night.
People walk through the drive-thru?
Every single night.
Happened to me a lot at McDonald's, too. Yeah. Pretty much every night.
Because he's like, I'm drunk. I can't drive. If I drive, you'll give me a DUI. So I'm, and the inside was closed. They were only serving drive-thru. And he's like, I just want some tacos, man. Yeah.
They're just trying to avoid you getting hit by a car in the drive-thru. That's all.
I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that. And then I save the best for last. I don't even think I need to do any kind of introduction for this 911 phone call. She bust herself hard.
911, do you need fire, medical, or police?
No, ma'am, I don't. I don't have an emergency. Two police officers just left my house just now. Third, can I get their names, please?
Do you need them to come back there?
Oh, I'd like that, yeah.
Why do you need them to come back there?
Because I have an emergency. I'll think of something. Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? I just thought he was cute. I'm 45 years old, and I'd like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that without calling 911. I know this is not absolutely in a way, shape, or form an emergency.
She had a crush on one of the cops that came to her house and wanted... She got in trouble for that.
I bet she did.
Yeah. I can tell by the way she said, ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Wow, queen. And as a reminder, we played this one before. This was the cop that called 911 because I think he and his wife were eating some weed and they couldn't tell life from fantasy.
Emergency?
Yeah, can you please send rescue? I think I'm having an overdose that has killed my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue? Please come.
Okay, we're on our way.
I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do. My wife and I did. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
It's probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did. Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago. Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way. They've been in the mall for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
I've got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Oh, why? What's the score say?
3-3.
When channel's it on?
Channel 2.
It's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay, your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Okay, they just passed you?
Yeah.
Go outside and flag them down, okay?
Okay, my mother-in-law just got here, too.
I love the test, like, what's the score of the Red Wings game right now? Is it really 2-2? Because that seems bad right now. It can't be real.
This can't be happening.
The Burt Show.